you know, I'm just walking in the dark, which comes early at this time of year, feeling a very cold air on my face and my hands, particularly the one holding this phone and that dog lead. And I've just left a very warm and cozy house full of people and laughter and all kinds of crazy family-oriented stuff. I just had the sudden urge to phone somebody that I hadn't spoken to in a while, and I occasionally play phone book roulette, where I just kind of scroll down through the contacts in the phone book, and when it stops, ring that person, and it might be someone I haven't had any contact for a long time, and it's always, unless it's a number that doesn't exist anymore, always enriching. But I thought instead I'd record an audio boo. I've walked across the village and across a very busy A1, everybody rushing back or forwards to some kind of post-Christmas event, possibly families getting together and all kinds of stuff happening, and the night is filled with the sound of cars hissing by. This particular road I'm on, which will probably be geotagged with this boo, I haven't walked up before. I've got a feeling there is a footpath at the end of it, but I'm not kitted out for it. A, because I'm wearing trainers. B, because I've had way too much wine for getting lost in the Cambridgeshire countryside, even though the dog would quite happily walk forever. I didn't have to drive anywhere today because people were coming to our house, and it's both nice and tiring, especially when I'm having to demo all kinds of Xbox Kinect games and quite honestly look an arse whether I'm playing the free game that comes with the Xbox, where you have to do all kinds of stuff, bouncing balls and popping balloons and plugging leaks, or the fighting games I've got, which, to be honest, completely and utterly kill me. The Xbox Kinect is an amazing device. If I go back 2 years ago to 2008 and the E3 conference in LA, when I was asked by Xbox to go out there and blog and do some stuff, I was amazed at the time of what, it was called Project Natal back then, what Project Natal could do, and myself and a handful of others, very few people from the blogging community, and I think I might have been the first British person to have a go at this thing. It was pretty amazing, and now to actually have it in the living room and watch people the other side of 50 playing video games who have never played video games in their life. I'm just about to get run over on this country lane if I don't peel off and find somewhere to stand. Excuse me one moment while I fall over on the black ice and stand down on the microphone. Wow, two cars. I'm going to actually turn around and head back to the road because I've realised I've almost killed myself fighting baddies on the console. But the fact people were playing this that have never played video games, and it becomes a big, enjoyable, exciting group game, is exactly, I guess, what Xbox wanted to. This is the evolution of computing, when you are taking away the interface and you, to a certain extent, are the interface. There is just direct interaction. I don't know, the Wii went a long way to forcing everybody's hand to go one step on that, one step towards that. But my words seem to have been drowned in alcohol, and finding it hard to bob to the surface of what is an already tired mind. Too many late nights this week. So, he says, so you can't see how I'm standing, sticking what appears to be an enormous gut out into the cold air. It is covered, but it does feel like an extremity at the moment. Way too much food eaten today. And the overindulgence of Christmas has me, I guess, feeling a little bit warm and fuzzy. At the same time, I have to remember all the people that aren't here anymore, whether it be members of my family that are no longer alive, and the people that aren't necessarily having a good time because they don't get on with the family, or they don't have any family, or they live alone, or whatever reason. I just hope that people can look ahead to what could potentially be an absolutely amazing year. I am a strong believer in us making our own opportunities and creating our own opportunities. And I think the more positive you are, the more likely you are to see positive around you. And I try to be that way as much as possible. Wow, when I'm not doing the splits on icy puddles. And this last year has just been phenomenal. It's been, I look back, I was writing an article a couple of days ago, and I look back on all the things that have happened, and the only way for me to actually remember is either to go through my audio boots or to look at my diary, and I think, wow, was that all in this year? What on earth could possibly happen next year? All or nothing, it's down to us, really. So I'm going to hopefully hit the ground running, and it'll probably be with the hangover if this week carries on as it is, but looking forward to the new year, and want to say happy new year, happy holidays, happy whatever politically correct term is right for me to say to everybody out there right now, whilst we have a bit of down tools time to sit back and ponder the year ahead. And I really hope to connect, collaborate, chat, have a beer with, and enjoy the company of so many new people and so many people that I've come to know through these technological mediums, like which what I am using now. I'm heading to a noisy road, so I'll sign off and save you all the remnants of this red wine fueled meandering ramble, and say have a good one. Good night. Oh my god, is it really only 5:45? Good evening.